Dearly Father, Lord, thank you for this opportunity to be here tonight, Lord, and thank you for the Springfield Church hosting this and having these lessons and be for the mighty talents he brings this lesson that bring forth the teachings and the lesson that you have to and receive them, Lord, and churches here would be strengthened and pastors and the members here would be strengthened and we would be able to stand and contend for these things, and we should. And Lord, we ask that you do the prayer requests that were mentioned at the beginning of class, especially the Thomas family and the other special ones that were mentioned. And Jesus, we pray.
Amen. All right, so we're going to pick up where we left off, looking on the marks of the New Testament church. Appreciate it. Some of you think I went off the deep end, compromised. Really appreciate that, so thank you. Some of you heard I did, you weren't in class, but you heard I did, went back and watched class and came back and said, no, he didn't. So appreciate that. I am not teaching you. Yeah. I am not teaching you this to because you don't know it. I'm trying to teach you so that you can teach somebody else. And one thing that you probably don't know is I've been teaching like this for well over 20 years. I make a big deal about the water, make an argument about it. I take a stupid position to make somebody to think, because there are things that we jump to, and we were doing it, his brother Doug was doing it. We jump to these things, and are they there? Yeah. But is there a command? Is there a verse? Is there that says that? And not necessarily, but we train our brains, and then we talk in a safe environment like this, that's how we talk. When you talk to somebody that doesn't have that background, they don't talk like that. They don't think like that. And now you have to find a way to communicate, to teach. And the Bible gives us some really good points that are emphasized, like with baptism that we're hitting. And Brother Doug hit those things. And there are things that are highly emphasized. And that's where we should take our argument and then go back to look at how these things are done. So what you don't know is 20 plus years ago, Sister Church in our fellowship didn't have a pastor. They asked me to come down and do a baptism for them. Church always says, go down and do a baptism for them. Get down there. And I get there and they say, hey, by the way, our normal place, we can't get. Bummer. Okay, but we got a bathhouse. Well, I don't know what a bathhouse is, but okay. So we get to the bathhouse, and I look in there, and I'm like, this is not going to work. What do you mean it's not going to work? It's not that big. We go back and forth. I'm arguing with the entire church because the church voted to have a service at this bathhouse at this point in time to take care of this baptism, and I'm arguing with the entire congregation, and they are telling me it's okay, we are authorizing, it's our baptism, you're just doing it for us, this is okay. And I argued with them, and I told them, I am not doing it unless I can figure a way to get in there, and we can get this person under. That's not necessary. Yes, it is. And we figured a way out and got it done. It wasn't conventional. It wasn't the way I've done every other baptism that I've ever done. I didn't leave there thinking that church was unscriptural. It's still in our fellowship. I left there thinking that they didn't know any better. And there is a difference. Okay, now I've since, this last class time, have found out there's been a few other of these instances that have come up in our fellowship that are some baptisms that are questioned or things that, you know, hey, we need to look at these a little harder. Now, if you make a doctrine out of a verse, you're going to be in trouble. How many points does it take to plot a course?
One.
No, you can't plot a course on one.
Dude, one.
You need at least two. Okay, now I'm not saying... I believe They all went in the water every single time. It's only recorded in the Bible one time that they did. I believe they did every single time. I believe that you have to get immersed in water. But the Bible doesn't tell you that. It gives you pictures and references of this happening. If we want to be really argumentative, you can get that way. How many baptisms were performed in salt water that are recorded in the Bible? Anybody?
Why? At least one.
One? In salt water?
Red Sea. Called the baptism of 1 Corinthians 10.
Okay. Let's go with actual baptism and not the picture of. Okay. Technically you're correct, but let's stay with an act. Are there? So the argument could be if they're not baptized as the picture. So what's my argument? Is my argument going to be the water? Is my argument going to be they both went in? Or is my argument going to be the immersion? And the picture is the water. And I'm assuming they all went in every single time, but it's only recorded one time in all of the Bible. Now, why is that? Why is that? Anybody?
How God wanted it.
You guys were all mouthy. Really?
No. They were in the Jordan River.
Oh,
John,
okay. You have taught me you need more than one verse. Now, I am not arguing that it's not that. My position is not that it's not that they did not go in the water. You have to go in the water. I'm just trying to make the dust come off your brain and not teach in a way that we say the magic words and it all works. Because that's not the reality. That is not the reality that you're going to run into when you leave this little safe environment. Brother Bo, going to Acts 8.
I just had a question. But you said Ephesus. So, is the one example that we have, I guess my question is, I don't want to know. We're not universal church here, so how do we? But
there's a way the Bible teaches it.
Okay. How would you teach?
Okay, I teach it exactly like this. Exactly like this. I teach immersion. Well, because yeah. No, because I got a lot of Bible on immersion. Okay? So I teach immersion. I teach the proper commandment or proper authority. So we have a lot of Bible on authority. I teach the proper mode because we have a lot of Bible on the proper mode. And then I also bring out every time I'm teaching on this, and I turn over here. Every time I teach on baptism, I turn over to Acts 8 and verse 38, and I say the picture. And I go back to 1 Corinthians, and I reference the picture. We're to keep it as it was handed down, right?
No, I don't want to hurt you, but I guess. So you would say that you teach it on this specific, I'm talking on this sub point. You would say you teach it that both go down the water.
I always teach that. I reference that every, even in passing when I'm just preaching, not even, I always emphasize that, okay? But in class, in this environment, trying to make you get out of your little, you know, our little safe havens of stuff, because we already ran into Matthew, the 28th chapter, which we're going to hit that again. Who's he speaking to? Well, he's speaking to the church. Well, show me where it says that. Okay, because the Bible doesn't say that, but we say that's who he's speaking to.
I guess where I was going with my question.
Well, Mike, this is what caused the problem, okay? I said, I cannot say if that's because if they don't go in the water, if the baptisms that are performed outside of the water, I can't tell you that's a scriptural or not scriptural. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to take a baptism of it. If somebody comes from this congregation, and this is exactly what I said, if somebody comes to our Albany and in the finding out that both didn't go in the water, we're going to recommend them to be baptized again. We are not taking them because we have a picture. Now, we only have for sure of it being diagrammed one time that they did it. Do they do it every other time? I think so too. But I can't turn and say that because it only says one time where they went both in. Now, we can argue, well, that's the only way they could do it. Ah, if you got a little imagination, you can find a lot of different ways. Because I just ran into one in a sister church that had a lot of ideas on how to get this baptism done.
I guess, so what I'm, the point I guess I'm making with my question is, by default, I'm teaching this is scriptural. Now, if you're giving chapter and verse, chapter and verse, chapter and verse, okay, by default, and this is how we do it, we give scripture, we give chapter and verse, we show it in patterns and that. So by default, I'm teaching it. If I keep it this way, that both are going down into the water, I'm teaching that is scripture.
Well, yes, but my thing is, somebody comes to Albany, or we have to exchange a letter with another church, okay? And there's a church that doesn't do this for whatever reason. And it literally is going to come, I guarantee it, it came down when they're building their building, it came down to money. That's what it came down to. Because they didn't know, nobody taught, they didn't think anything different. Nobody thought to emphasize it, make a point about it, whatever. So it just is overlooked. It's overlooked. It's not that big deal. The picture, a lot of emphasis is on the immersion. So they do that. And now they come to us and we find that out. It's like, hey, I'm not going to say that church is not scriptural. And that's my whole argument. Okay. And that was where the argument went the last time. I'm not telling you that church is not scriptural. That's exactly where the argument was.
That saying that act is scriptural or not scriptural. I went back and I listened to it. Okay. Sure. The act itself is unscriptural. We have to be able to say that. Otherwise, don't switch against it.
Well, then it's funny because other people listen to it and didn't come up with that conclusion.
Listen.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Is lying a sin?
Yes.
Lying is unscriptural.
Yes.
Okay. Is it going to keep you out of the bride?
Good.
No, the Bible tells you it will. Revelation 22:15 tells you it will. Since I've been ordained, there's one question to ask in every ordination. 31 years. Anybody know what that question is?
Yes.
Are you going to go to school? There's a lot of pastors that don't go to school, and they don't watch it on TV. Are you going to go? That's a lie. In my opinion, it's a lie. I'm going to say they probably have an argument why they're not. If I'm going to say this, I have to say one way or that this is a scriptural thing or an unscriptural thing, where's my stand on the lie? Well, we won't do that because that's our friends. They have baptized. They preach at our youth rallies. They preach at our camp. And they have baptisms that have come after that. Are those scriptural baptisms? No. That's the argument. That is the argument. I just gave you, I can give you a qualification for a bishop. I can give you that qualification. He's not to do that. If he does that, what is he? It's just not a sinner. He's unqualified. That's what the Bible teaches. Now, okay, am I going to say that guy doesn't, that he has a different view? Probably, okay? Am I comfortable doing that? No, but if I'm going to make an argument on one thing, because I'm going to say, you know what? We're not taking the baptism. I'm not being the judge. I'm going to let God handle that. I'm staying with the picture. And that's my only position.
Salem, I decide I'm not going to baptize every church we bring out. And so I'm outside the water. You, as a pastor of the church in Albany, what are you going to do when you're dealing with Salem?
We won't take any baptism from you.
Because you're not going to just jump to that where we're not going
to. Exactly. We'll try to talk to you. We'll try to talk to you.
When you try to, when you write letters, that you told the church in Newport that is unscriptural. Okay. It's wine for the Lord's Supper. The Bible doesn't say it.
So let me ask you this. So you read my letters. Why am I unscriptural now?
I didn't say that you're unscriptural.
Well, no, that's been what's been said for the last 5 weeks. Yes. It's been said. Why?
Right now, what you're saying right there is different than what you said back then.
It's not. It's exactly the same.
It's exactly the same. Springfield went out of their way to write a letter to Newport. We are not saying that the church is, but this action is unscriptural. Otherwise, there's no way, because you are going to write a
letter. I have one verse.
But
one. One. I have one in all the five, and all what it deals with what the Bible teaches on scriptural baptism. I have one.
So for that one verse, you are going to take our baptism.
I believe that baptism is questionable, and that's how I would say it.
You would withdraw fellowship.
Correct. That would be way down the road. It would be way down the road.
And the reason that you do that is because what that action is an unscriptural action. You see what the scriptures say. Not, and it's not just the one verse. It's one verse where it's specifically mentioned. But you have the whole Old Testament. What does two represent? It's a witness. It's a testimony.
What are you going to do then with the lie?
Okay, so if you...
It's, I mean, it's the same argument.
You can have another thought where we talk about this thing. Let's deal with this one right now.
Well, I've made my position extremely clear. And I've made it clear for 30 years.
One way, but then you won't say that it's
unscriptural. I won't say that that's good or bad. I'm going to let God do that because I'm not God. Crabtree. For the Crabtree.
Well, when we study and write the divine, we question the scripture and let it make sense. Philip, the movement down into the water 12 months. Why did Philip go into the water? Why would he do that? He did that because that's the way Jesus was baptized. John the Baptist was in the river with him. Jesus came up out of the water. Who administered that baptism? And then the root of this thing is that we question about ministry. That the church administered baptism. We went through this years ago. The church administers baptism. The church does not. The church authorizes baptism. The pastors, the God called preachers, administered the baptism. Okay?
And
if Philip tries that way, then we got to know that that's the way.
And I believe that. But what if the church doesn't know better? Got Brother Daniel and Brother Sean. And maybe I got some over here I've got. Right.
For using the word unscriptural. So I'm trying to figure out how you're meaning this. You know, are you saying when we call something unscriptural, are you then equating that saying that we are saying that church is no longer a church? Or when you use the word unscriptural, are you saying this is an unscriptural practice? You cannot tell if it's.
So I don't know how they're using that word.
Well, I'm asking you how you're.
I've been presented with this, okay, and I refuse to do it. I refuse to do the baptism, okay? But because it doesn't fit the picture. And I am not comfortable with going away from the picture. But I better follow the picture laid out. But I see the emphasis on the baptism with the authority, the administrator, and the immersion and the purpose. Because that's where the Bible puts all the energy for that. Now, did all these others get in the water? I have no doubt they probably did. But.
So you see it as a unscriptural practice. You're not saying that the church is not a church. They practice this. You're not even, that's not what we're saying. I mean, we're saying that this is not in accord with what the Bible teaches.
It's not in accord with the picture that the Bible brings out.
So it's a perfect.
Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm not going that far. I'm not taking it. I'm not going to be a partaker.
What do you mean when you say unscriptural versus non-scriptural?
Well, there are things that are clearly unscriptural, okay? And I'll argue the guy, the liar. That baptism, if that's where we're going.
But that's kind of a different.
No, it's not, for me, it's all the same. Because if I'm going to start saying, I got to hang on to the one thing all the way through.
Yeah, definitely.
Because the Bible talks about he has to have a good report without. And the Bible talks about all liars will not be taken part in the city. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah, well,
okay, but it gives you a chance to repent. And after you repent, well, you're supposed to not be. Because you don't have to lie, Brother Sean.
So, right here. Oh. So I since this time, the week was set, and I think the same thing is true. I have the same difficulty of applying the this is unscriptural, or the church is unscriptural, or this one, because of that, he gives us the time and space to repent, change. That's what the church is for. Numerous letters we have, give them space to, you know, turn from that. And so we have to then look at, okay, the practice, and then consider that, okay, does the Bible teach this with this practice? Both in command and in types and shadows and teaching or not. And then based upon that, okay, this is what the scriptures teach us. How to practice this. Berries, right? Lovely fruit all then. What's your planets or the berries from that? Okay, we're not going to see that. It doesn't go according to scripture. And then we have to, with our minds, we put the label that unscriptural path. And therefore that unscriptural path, then you get transferred to that church. Then they have that scripture. Well, somewhere along the line, we had to put brakes on. Okay, yes, that's not scriptural act. Or that the practice isn't the way the Bible teaches. Now we, if it's an individual for a church, hopefully we go beyond it now, try to correct, teach the church, write a letter, whatever, so that that church doesn't get engaged or even get canceled. Now, I am of the news here that if we are going to err, better err on the side of the truth. And so I think obviously if my teaching, I meant to call the act truthful. I'm going to call the act as going against what my teacher, you know, I direct from the Lord teaches, but I'm never going to call that church or spiritual. Because if like you, you're the same as the church, that still isn't true. The practice is, years ago, I remember church scriptures, like they fell in the order of time. They didn't know any better. We rectify, we change the thing, we fix the problem, let's change. And I think that's where we better be willing to back up in the teaching, and I think that's where you're going to go too. You better know the scripture not to teach it when it's not in your band.
Well, and that's my whole thing. And, you know, I come off that. I agree everything you just said, but I come off a little bit. I'm going to say that does not fit the picture. But I don't know. We're going to err on the side of caution. Mm-hmm. We're going to stay in the safe realm, but I know the safe realm. If you want to call in the crypto, knock yourself out. Correct.
The question is not whether or not we're declaring that church of scripture. We're declaring the action of that church is unscriptural.
Okay.
And if we follow the line that we've done up here, we're going to start fellowshipping with those that are unscriptural. We're wanting to set the
name. Well, if you listen to what Brother Sean has said, you've already been doing that. There's churches in this fellowship that have done this. Now, maybe they've done it by accident.
If I don't know God and we're declaring that act of scripture, we have a problem with some things. We're either going to stand, or we're going to reason things to the truth of the Bible. Why did you set forth an administrator for baptism? It sets forth they went down to the water, mile of water, and it's clear throughout I don't care if we just have a one perfect example. We baptize today the way we do because our forefathers back to the first church baptized that way.
I agree with that. So I didn't wake up 6 weeks ago and decide I'm going to just cause a problem. Okay? And when I teach this, you know, Brother Daniel, Brother Jacob, Brother Reagan can testify, I emphasize water not being a commandment. Okay? And then you argue, oh, you know what I mean? Okay, I don't care. I emphasize that it's not, it doesn't command you to use water.
Okay? Yes,
I don't think it does.
I heard this from Dr. Duke.
Yeah, right. Now, why don't you just come off and listen for a second? What's the picture? Every baptism in the Bible, what is it?
Water.
Everyone is water.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to use.
Absolutely.
But where does it say that?
He comes, John. That's what
we're talking about. It's so scary. Nobody, for, I don't, you know, why is it so hard? I just want you to listen for a second. Okay? Listen for a second.
God.
Okay?
Do I believe you would practice these things?
No, I know you don't.
I know.
Yeah, I know you. My point, I'm trying to make you think beyond the safety of this room. Okay. Now, Brother Daniel went over there. Johnny's going to want to read that verse. Okay.
133.
Now, all he will tell you. Okay. And you can argue that all day long, whether that's a commandment or not. You cannot take a baptism that is not done in water, fully immersed. But it doesn't tell you that.
John, the question is, why can't you then? John, why do we stand so hard on only immersed in the water if it's not a commandment?
Okay, that's the thing. Where is it? What is the teaching?
That's
the teaching. You know why I'm not going to argue? Because I'm not going to argue the type of water. I'm not going to argue the method and whether water got that. I'm not going to argue if a lake.
Let me just ask you a simple question.
That's why I'm not arguing that.
I simplified it there. Just this one word, inflammatory. Unscriptural. What is the definition of unscriptural? Because I got 1828 Webster's telling me.
Yeah.
That's the oldest thing.
No. So you can grab, yeah, the dictionary will tell you one thing. You go around this room and want to get 10 different answers. Okay? Unscriptural is simply not following the scriptures.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
But there's a lot of things that we do that are not following the scripture.
Now, is there a distinction between unscriptural church and an unscriptural act?
Yeah. When the church.
That's what we're getting.
But when the church is doing an unscriptural act, what's it becoming?
Going down that road.
It's becoming unscriptural. Now, total error, maybe a total accident.
We can establish that this act is unscriptural. We can't have fellowship with it. We can teach and we can try to help the church correct that self, and then we get fellowship. Never once tell that church they're unscriptural church. They still have lineage. They have a little bit of a doctrine problem, definitely a this problem. But we have always stepped away from not telling the church that they're unscriptural just because of the behavior they're practicing today. And I think that's where we got all brought up with. Unscriptural is not a great word for scripture.
It's all in it.
Okay, so the act of having administrator outside the water is unscriptural. It doesn't agree with the scripture. It's not a hard thing to say.
But you have a definition that is closer to what Webster's put out. For the Christian may have a definition that's more aggressive. Not everybody's going to read that definition and know that off the bat or take that off the bat.
Okay. Not everybody's going to believe that. So, the point of it is that when we have safe rooms, we're still using a ton of scripture. When you go out there and teach, Brother Jacob and I were just talking about it, the so-called church would say, I see what you're teaching on alcohol, but I'm not going to believe it. So sometimes people just don't believe it.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it. But we've got a ton of scripture to show us. Two in the water, submergent. It is a commandment because Jesus said,
observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
And that's where you go back. That's where you go back and you point, this is how they
did
it.
But it's a command, though. Okay. You can't get away. It's commanded. It's a rule. It's a law. You can't vary.
All right. Where's it commanded? Okay. Right. Where's it commanded about
Matthew
who's the administrator?
Matthew 28.
Who's the administrator?
Matthew 28.
Where's the commandment? Where's the commandment that tells you?
Matthew 28:20.
That's enough.
Serve all things. And
where it is your relationship? Then it's a God call ordained man.
John 1.
Matthew 28:20.
Man, except for God.
Can't get away.
Not in there.
Good job.
Not in there.
Not in there. Not in there.
Not in there. Not in there.
What's that?
Now she's throwing out garbage. Prove the point. Okay. What does the Bible teach concerning church services? What's the command of God to church the meeting?
First day of the week.
First day of the week. Okay?
That's it.
What then why do some people get angry at churches when they never need them?
Exactly.
And then some are good at in the morning and the evening.
When they're first in the morning.
We got to learn the difference between the likeness and the command.
Yes, that's my whole point.
Where does a command to use a pastor? It
does it.
Well, what does the Bible teach?
Everyone. Everyone.
So they taught me how? Why did they do that, though? No. What did they teach me? The example, where'd they get it from? Did they just make it up and say, hey, we're going to do it this way? It came from a commandment. That's what they're asking
me. That's why I'm asking you where the
church is. Said, do it, and then we see it being done. It's commanded.
Hey, where did he do it?
We got show me telling this quick pass me.
I'll send we things. See the patterns of them doing it.
Okay,
so did they make it up? Where did they get the idea that only the pastor does that?
That's different.
What's the practice from? As I received it, I delivered. What did he receive? The commandments of Jesus Christ. That's what the whole book of Acts is about. There's no commandments in this. It's examples of churches that follow the commands that Jesus said in 28:20. All things that I've commanded you.
Dang.
They are commandments. They're laws. You can't go outside of them.
I'm not trying to. I'm just saying, I'm just asking for the chapter and the verse where it's at.
From both.
So, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 4 says, well, and verse 3. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that was our outreach team, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. So, I'm getting hung up on personal and not personal. And I'm.
That's
a tough. If you. Trying to sniff at you. You said, it doesn't follow the picture. I don't see it in the scripture. And then we're going around the room and some people are saying, I would call it unscriptural. You're saying, I wouldn't call it unscriptural. And others would say, scriptural, and I, with all due respect, I don't care what a dictionary says. But what the Bible says, and I know what the word for the name is coming. But scriptural and unscriptural just simply is, these verses right here tell us what scriptural is. According to the scriptures. It doesn't matter what the dictionary says. I don't even need to look this wrong. According to the scriptures. So what is according to the scriptures? And I just...
Then it must be recorded in the scriptures.
Recorded and there... And I'm not trying to catch you in a corner here, but it's been said many times. According to the pattern. According to the picture. And we can go through... doctrine after doctrine after doctrine, where I agree, we have commands for some. As I gave order to the church of so-and-so, so do ye. Follow this command. But then we have many others, and just mentioned, close communion. All we have is a picture. All we have is an example. We don't have a command. Thou shalt only administer it to the members of that local church. But we have communion stuff here. We have an example. And we have the Old Testament. So, scriptural is if it's in the scripture. And so, I think, I know me, Acts 8:37, we have it in the scripture. And I agree with everyone else. So, it probably was. And I agree. Well, if Philip baptized this way, he probably was told to baptize that way. So, we're saying probably.
So we have a scriptural, historical, true event that happened where it happened this way. So I just, we're talking around scriptural, unscriptural, and I would say it's unscriptural, I went in, but it doesn't follow the pattern, it doesn't follow the picture. If a church is going, if the credible church is going to re-baptize someone, we're going to do it because it, their baptism was not scriptural.
What do you use to determine that?
The scriptures. I don't want to. I mean, why? That's what I'm saying. If I'm going to teach it a certain way, then the opposite of is.
See, I have no problem teaching water. I have no problem.
Yeah.
I just don't. I when people say, "Well, it's commanded." Okay, show me. Okay. Well, it's an art. God's all ordained man. I that's what I believe. Just show me.
Are you feeling?
The only way you can show you is I have to just look at every one that was done. And this is how they were done.
Please.
And so I would say, because every one was done that way, then we can't do it any other way. But I'm not going to say chapter Matthew 5:14 says the pastor has to do it. Because that's not recorded in the Bible. My whole point is, let's just stay with what the Bible records and not throw our two cents into it and our imagination on how we think it happened. So whole reason I even went this way.
It's scriptural, though, that you're showing the scriptures. You're showing it's recorded in the scriptures. That's what you're showing the scriptures. That means buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. The church at Corinth here, they all weren't there. They all weren't there and saw the empty tomb. So what are they ready? Well, they know the testimony of the scriptures. They know the testimony that Christ died, buried, and he rose again according to the scriptures. So that's
on the 72-hour? Was it 3 days?
So, like the pattern of the scripture, that you can, some are canon, some are not, or it does look something.
So, again, this is the aspect. Okay, at the church, if we see an example of a church, say, ministering to church of the Lord, performing something that we see in the scripture, we see that. Where did they learn from? Where did they learn to come to church on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights? Because we know that they were going in the evening if Jesus showed up. So what he's saying back is that was something that they came up with down the road, and because they're doing that in the Bible, we're going to do it? Because I guess my autistic linear mind is, if I read the book of Acts, and I see churches behaving, or I know in our circle behaving. I always go back.
So you think every, I mean, here we're
that was the way that the church was
going to work. We're chasing another rabbit. You think every church met Sunday night?
That's what we see in the scriptures.
Everyone?
I see a church meeting Sunday night, and so I go back to they're doing that because that's what Jesus commanded the first church to do, and they're learning from that church. We don't see the church in Jerusalem doing everything that Jesus Christ commanded all together at one time. But we see churches behave a certain way. Where do they learn how to behave?
They learn it from the same instrument. It's all the same where they met every day. So they don't meet every day. So they meet every day.
My question is, where did they learn how to do those things?
Between the commandment of
there's not. Okay, say it again.
That's daily.
No. The teaching. Say it one more time.
Gives and learning it from the past.
Okay. I want to stop right there. Now, that does not change how any of it is done.
Why are we?
And that's my whole point. It doesn't change in that.
Into teachings like they're commanded when they're not commanded.
I don't teach that way.
You don't.
I do not teach that way.
So then why is doctrine evil? Commandments, teachings, and examples.
I emphasize, this is the pick, this is how it's all done. This is exactly how it's all done. I emphasize that. I try to make a point of emphasizing that.
So where did they get it from? What are they, these examples that we see?
I agree that they probably learned that behavior, and they did that, but...
You're not sure. Just
I just know human nature. I know they probably learned that way. But I am. But I also know, reading in the Bible, that there's some ungodly people in there.
It's made very clear that they're Antichrist. What I'm reading about, he says.
So with Peter one time. So but what did he become?
I understand.
And that's why the argument.
We use this as an example and a teaching for our practice. We're not saying those are evil. But no. We're also not saying that came from Jesus.
Yeah. Because I'm using the scripture because he's laid it out.
Stuff up. They're not doing everything to us. They're legislating. It's not a commandment. It's not an example.
Every single time. You reading the scriptures? The Bible tells us we don't have all the things that Christ did. We don't have those all recorded. I know that he taught those people. I believe he went in the water. I believe every baptism that's ever happened, they went in the water. But I can't show you every baptism that they both went in the water.
But you're not willing to say that's a command.
I think it's an example, and that example must be followed.
Where did the example come from?
I believe it came from the Lord.
You hear me? Because if we're not to say that it came from the Lord, then man came up with it. And if man came up with it,
all we got came from the scriptures. It's somebody else, right? Man.
You can't say that. I wrote the scripture. It came from the scriptures and man wrote it. Because
Bible tells us to every
commandment, they made it up at some point. They started practicing it, and then we're going to follow that practice. It's not a commandment.
I speak to these verses a lot. 33-40. But all things that be done against me in order to die like God. If all is not as found twice, absolutely.
When we see and if they did those things, it's true they were probably they would talk about those things. But I don't have to see that it's commanded. But when I am teaching you to teach somebody else, I'm teaching you to try to get beyond.
And I get where you're coming from, because not a lot of people understand scriptures that are in the world, right? So we have to break it down even further, the details matter. But the truth of the matter is, well, this is all coming from God. God didn't leave us without a clean. But we surely do. And it was commanded and it's taught and shown, even the examples you can follow, regardless of whether or not we believe that it could be a scriptural or not. It's whether it's true.
Exactly.
Because it is. Because if I'm teaching, then Paul is taking this out of scripture.
I hope.
Well, you know, but
I believe the scriptures are inspired by God.
Absolutely.
And I believe Paul was a human being that did a pretty good job.
Yep.
But let's start with Sean and work around this.
So, this is where some of the disconnect come in the word. As you drop this out, right? How we teach scripture, not in this setting, this is the setting, is totally different. Well, so we use towards each other the commands of God.
One person in a room with 15 other people telling you it's okay. What are you going to do?
Exactly. So now we're going to look at it and be honest with you. I try to teach what the scriptures, I go through and expound them, but I don't say the command of God in some sense. You said, well, if they can't go to church, then it's the command of God.
Not the only thing.
I'm
just saying that this is what this is.
The picture is
this.
Since you know, the heart not you know that it's human teaching, which will be there. So does that mean it's not the man?
Does
that mean it's not as important? No. You know that they're human. And what the teaching.
Okay, well, and that's my whole point of traveling. So then, when you do this, how do you tell somebody that the administrator outside, okay, but they don't care about you and what you're showing them. This is scriptural. You're not willing to show them that it's true. You're not willing to say it's unscriptural. You're not willing to use the word. And they're going to say the same thing. Well, that's not a commandment. That's not a commandment.
No, I've never ran into that.
But you're in effect saying what they're doing is wrong. Because you're teaching them a different way.
Teaching them what.
So what am I just come out and say it's not scriptural? Why am I being around a Bible teaching? Because that's the commandment, what the Bible teaches, and what they're practicing isn't.
Brother Jacob.
Brethren, we're picking a play on words.
Well, you can
talk about the same thing when we call it something different.
And that's the point that I'm trying to make you realize when you are out of this group, you have to communicate to people. And people have a certain track in their brain, whether they're educated or they're not educated with the Bible. And all our little techniques in here aren't going to work. Brother Jacob.
Well, the reality, this is not the same place in here. We have this whole thing back here. There are churches that have dealings with churches represented in this room that are in this very practice. And I absolutely agree. You have to know how to teach this. You can't put. We're drawing in all these weird examples where
I don't think it's that weird. And that's what
church attendance or church times. There is not a verse in the Bible that says keep the church times as they were delivered.
I agree.
We do have where
but let's go back to see with the baptism for a second. If I'm gonna make that big emphasis, okay, I think it's totally stupid to say it's in a baptist or not. I think that's totally stupid. But that's an argument that's gonna get made. I think it's totally stupid to say it has to be a volley, open water, or it can't be salt water because we have no picture of salt water. I think that's a totally stupid picture argument to make. But that's an argument that's going to get made. If I make this my thing, unless I just say it's out there. Okay?
So,
I have been sarcastic.
No,
coming in and out.
You have made the stand. Bring it out that both women want. You made that stand.
Yeah.
We're not in make-believe waiting.
Yeah.
We're what?
Yeah.
You made that stand.
Yeah.
And you teach it that way.
I teach that they both went in water. I don't teach that it was commanded by God that they went in the water.
Okay.
Never happened.
Out. It's not worth bringing in a whole list. Last time it was, is it scriptural or is it not?
Yeah.
It is scriptural that they both went in the water.
That's what the Bible teaches.
So then it's not what they
don't. But does that mean the baptism is not good? That's my argument. Does that mean it's not good?
I mean,
I don't. Yes, he's going to say that he can't use the scripture.
I
believe that. And if you say it's not scriptural, then the heart's not achieving it.
I'm not.
Then we're not saying
the same. Okay, guess what? Don't ask me to preach anymore. No.
What?
Say it. No. You can't have it both ways.
You are.
Don't. No, I'm not. Why has been the same?
It happened. You, when you made that stand,
I never said it's unscriptural. Never said it was. I said the picture. That's what the picture is. That's what I've always emphasized.
And so the churches that are practicing it right now, as they're walking.
We won't take their baptisms. We won't letter anybody there.
Why?
Because I have questions about it that I don't have answers for. And I am not taking that into this walking. I believe, as Brother Sean just pointed out, I'm going to err on the side of caution.
I'm not going down that road. Err on the side of the Bible. Good. Chapter gives you exactly a definite example. They won't go down into the water.
I agree.
They won't go out of the water.
I agree.
There it is. That's scriptural. Anything outside of that is not scriptural.
But what we're doing is...
All right, I'm done. We're out of time. I am not going to say that. So you make a decision. I won't teach anymore. I'm not saying that. No. You don't get it both ways. Either I'm all the way or I'm not. So don't ask me to preach anymore. I won't teach anymore. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not agreeing with you on that. So you need to replace me going forward. I am taking a stand. I am not going to say something I don't believe, just to make everybody in here comfortable.
You don't have to say it.
I'm not telling you.
But if you practice it, you're...